Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
What happens when the enemy steals the keys?
There's something of an industry in near-death experiences.
And the things they built to keep us safe are turned against us.
Just pop a video game into the Xbox and you can die or near die all you want. A little glimpse there of the dystopian world of the video game Call of Duty, Black Ops 2, to those of you who know what I'm talking about. Later this hour, a look at the vicarious brushes with death that come from pop culture, video games, movies, and the once morally dubious comics they all came from. But first,
anything could happen. Anything could happen.
Anything can happen. That's the essential spark that makes life surprising. Well, for a variety of reasons, we've been wondering if any of you out there have had recent or not so recent near-death experiences. And of course, you never disappoint.
A couple of years ago, I was riding my bicycle to work and hit a large pothole, then a speed bump, then a curb, and my last conscious thought was, you better not hit that tree. My head hit the cement while I was traveling about 18 miles an hour, and I luckily was wearing a helmet. A $20 helmet saved my life. I had a serious concussion and wandered into a neighboring house and fell asleep on their couch for an hour.
I had a near-death experience in Alaska two summers ago when I got encountered by a bear while backcountry camping with my cousin and my brother. We got as far as reading the bear mace instructions and noticed that after you spray the bear, there's no instructions on what to do after that.
Last year, for 30 days, I worked a full-time and two part-time jobs. I almost died in a car wreck coming home because I'd fallen asleep at the wheel. That was my near-death experience, and that will never happen again.
Thanks to Kyle, the bear hunter in Brooklyn, Cindy, our lovely helmet head from Portland, and Aaron, falling asleep at the wheel. Hey, I've been in a wheelchair for 37 years. Don't get me started about near-death experiences.
I was bouncing for a friend of mine's bar after it was closed, broke up a fight, and the guys came back, shot one of the guys, and missed me and the bartender by mere inches. Shot the glass instead of us, and it was right in line with our heads. So that was extremely close.
I had what I consider a near-death experience about 3 years ago. I bought a $5 scratch-off lottery ticket and won $50,000 on it. The next day, I had my mom take me down to Salem to turn this in, and luckily, and I'll tell you why I say luckily in a minute here, I had a warrant for my arrest, and I went to jail for 30 days, and then went 3 months of a work release and 9 months of a drug treatment program. But I had a heroin addiction and a cocaine addiction, and if I would have had that $36,500 after taxes to spend on all the drugs that I wanted, I would have died of a heroin and cocaine overdose.
Flynn and Justin living dangerously there. We here at The Takeaway are very glad you're both okay.
When I was three, my mother left a pot of boiling water on the stove for coffee that she proceeded to lay down. While I ended up being a curious little one, pulled it over on myself and burned myself severely over most of my body with third-degree burns. There was actually a very high probability that I wouldn't make it the first 3 days. I made it 6 months of therapy and reconstructive surgery. Pretty much the only thing I have to worry about these days is how to pay my student loans. But what if, man? What if?
Oh, maybe 10 years ago, I was sleeping out in the hammock, and I felt something climbing on me, and I reached back there to brush it off, and it bit me, and I thought, oh, my God, that was a big fire ant. Well, I ended up in the hospital maybe a week later. The intake doctor didn't hear me say it was a spider bite. I had found black widows out there after that. And I almost died in the night. Nobody paid attention. The next morning, a doctor came in. I was dang near comatose. An angel had come and asked me if I wanted to go or stay, and that is not a lie.
Can any of you outdo these amazing near-death experiences? It's not a contest. I just love how this battle with the fingers of death is not ghoulish, not creepy, just universal. Tears, laughter, sighs of relief, keep them coming. 877-8-MY-TAKE.